podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
I'm confused by a study that's out right now. It's more like a survey, I guess. It had to do with sleeping. And in particular, it had to do with couples who sleep together. And they found that men are more likely to sleep on the right side of the bed.
If you're looking at the bed?
That's where I'm confused.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Or if you're laying in the bed.
That's my confusion. When they say the right side of the bed, now does that mean as you're lying in the bed, looking up at the ceiling, you're on the right side? Or
correct.
Are you standing at the foot of the bed, looking at it, which would then be the
a different
other side?
Right. Yeah. It has to be when you're laying in
looking
it, I would say.
You gotta be
in the bed.
I think they probably mean lying in the bed. That you are on the right-hand side.
You are ready to sleep.
Oh, no. See, I would think looking at it because, you know, you're a new couple and you see the bed and you both stand there.
Sorry,
and you're
wrong.
This is my side of the bed and that's your side of the
bed.
Well,
I've always found that women choose the side that's closest to the bathroom.
And I've always noticed that guys have to choose the side that's closest to the entry to the room.
Yes.
In case there was an intruder. You can hop up and attack the intruder.
While
the woman's in bed going, oh!
Right.
Here's the funny thing about me, because people have their favorite side. Some people, no matter where they live, no matter what the layout of the room is, they're only able to sleep on one side. And I'm not that person. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me at all. Like if I moved tomorrow and it meant I slept on the other side of the bed.
You've slept in so many different beds.
You know, Jeremy.
Probably,
that
could be part of it. I don't know.
You're such a jerk.
Do you do this? So a few weekends ago, I was home alone for the first time like ever.
Scary.
And so I got to sleep by myself, but I had the whole bed to myself. And I slept smack dab in the freaking middle like a starfish.
Now, I've heard you mention that before. Your whole middle of the bed thing. And
do you do that?
No.
Oh my God, that is where the money is.
The middle.
Sweet spot.
Right there in the middle.
Sleeping sweet spot.
Your arms up.
You know what a hard time I have sleeping. I wonder if tonight, if I should just plop myself in the middle of the bed.
Why do you
because
constrict yourself to a side?
I guess because the lamp is there and I read, you know, before I go to sleep.
You can't scoot your boot?
I'm just telling you why I haven't. I haven't considered scooting my boot, but I will tonight.
The bed is your oyster. Just get in there.
Like a baby with the arms straight up in the air.
Yeah, your legs spread out like a...
Well, that's normal.
Women are more likely to sleep facing away from their partner than men. And 20% said they would never be willing to switch if their partner asked. They don't
want to
switch.
That. Yeah,
those are the people who want to stay on one particular side.
Let me tell you what's going on in my world right now. Nicole's about 90 days out from a child being born unto us, okay? And she's having a really hard time sleeping because she's big. She can't get comfortable. So what's been happening roughly...
Don't ever say your wife is big.
Dom, you haven't seen her in a while. She'll call now and say, yeah, I'm big, and then hang up. What's been happening in the past 2 weeks is she's been sleeping on the couch, okay? Because she said, this, for some reason, feels good. I can actually sleep. So I've been getting the bed to myself. I'm in the middle,
starfish!
Emily. Total starfish going on in my bedroom.
Are you really?
I used to not be on board with the separate beds or bedrooms. Oh, my God,
Dom.
Now
you're changing.
I have so come around. I have had the best sleep in the past 2 weeks. Like, mind-blowing, vivid, powerful dreams. I don't wake up once throughout the night.
Wow.
Sleeping alone is the greatest thing ever.
And she is having the same sleep situation on the couch?
Yes, yeah, same thing. She's sleeping great on the couch. And we actually had a little talk last night because she's like, you know, this is going to end once I'm not pregnant anymore and I'm going to be going back to the bed. And I'm like,
and did you whisper cripes under your breath?
Are you guys going to do the old-fashioned television sitcom thing where you're going
to
get
I'd love to have two twin beds in the bedroom. I really would. I think it would really help us. And then you just push them, like maybe we can put them on rollers.
I don't think you'd like a twin bed because...
Or a full.
We'll get a couple of full-size beds.
All right.
You have to have a big
room. Why don't you just
do
separate rooms?
Or separate residences. I don't know.
Well, there are people who
do that.
Let's
just go crazy.
Well, that escalated quickly.
When it gets into that whole thing about what, you know, provides for a happy marriage, it's...
Yeah.
Rest.
It's like so, right. And so many people are opposed to the separate bed on a principle, right? That it is...
That's how I was.
That's ruining your relationship.
Correct.
Until they realize how much better they sleep.
The past 2 weeks have just been epic sleep.
There are people who claim that separate beds makes for the happiest relationship.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who claim that separate bedrooms is even better. And then, of course, there's always the separate bathroom policy, which a lot of people
that's
say
the key.
Saves
that's
you
huge too. That's huge. Imagine if you had separate bedrooms. You could decorate yours with posters of Kelly Kapowski.
Like Chuck Norris.
Right. And yeah, you could have like a football telephone, you know?
Right.
People
call that's
you.
Exactly what I would do, Emily.
That's so
me. That's so me. What?
I don't know.
I'd have a Pearl Jam telephone. Come on.
G.I. Joe's. Yeah.
Do you know how many of our listeners right now sleep in separate beds? And others who sleep in separate bedrooms. It's a larger percentage you would think.
I bet.
And we have found that people are embarrassed to talk about it. They don't even tell their friends they do that because they're afraid that
it
their friends will judge them as like, oh, they're going through a difficult time.
They're married.
They're not
but
even
they seem
sleep.
So rested.
They're not sleeping together. So
yeah, but we're sleeping.
Wrong. So there's a stigma attached to it.
Yeah, you know, but maybe, yeah, if you do have the separate bedrooms, and you know, then maybe that makes for like a spicier boom boom life because it's like, hey, we're right here in the kitchen.
You know what it is?
Let's do it.
It's an in your own house booty call. That's really what it is. It's a booty call
you knock on
down
the
hall.
With flowers. Hey, girl.
Ding dong.
Can you come out and play?
And then her door is locked.
After she gives birth, I might get her pregnant again just so I can sleep in the bedroom alone. I might just do it.
Knock her up again.
I'll do it.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.